You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo, what's up? This is the Talking the Star podcast. I'm your host, Connor Livesey. You know where to find me on Twitter, but in case you don't, it's at ConnorNFLDraft. I'm here with my two co-hosts tonight, Dalton Miller and Cole Patterson. You can find them on Twitter at Cowboys_DBM and Cole L. Patterson on Twitter. What's up, guys? You guys doing all right tonight?
Yeah, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. After watching that game last night, I feel like I'm doing even a little bit better. Dalton, you doing all right?
After Colt McCoy got hurt, I really wanted Washington to win.
I'll agree. I think after that happened too, I kind of flipped.
But it's okay. I'm doing well. Been watching a lot of college prospects recently. Wrote about a couple of offensive linemen today. So yeah, doing all right.
There you go. Cool. There you go.
And school's almost over.
Can't beat that. That sounds great. Unfortunately, work never ends, so I don't have anything to look forward to. Except Dallas Cowboys football.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about. Because right now, you know, kind of looking at it, the Cowboys are set up in a really, really nice spot to control their own destiny, to get into the playoffs, to possibly make some kind of a playoff run. With the Philadelphia win last night, against Washington, the Cowboys are in sole possession of first place at 7-5. They, have the best NFC East divisional record at 3-1. The Eagles also have a 3-1 divisional record, so they're tied there. The difference comes in when the Cowboys have a better conference record. It's 6-3. The Eagles have a 4-5 conference record. The Washington Redskins have a 6-4 conference record. So the Cowboys are game up in the win-loss column. They are tied with Philadelphia in the divisional column, and then are significantly up in the conference column, which is going to be, you know, important down the stretch here. The Cowboys do play the Eagles this Sunday at 3:25, and that's where I wanted to start. Both of you guys, myself included, watched that game last night. I didn't come away all that impressed with Philadelphia. I don't think they're a great football team. I think they're a pretty mediocre football team. I wanted to start off kind of talking about what you guys saw last night, what you liked. What you think the Cowboys match up with Philadelphia, how you think they match up well, some of the things you're worried about. So I want to start it off with Dalton, let him talk a little bit about what he saw from Philadelphia last night, what he's worried about, maybe what he's not worried about, and go from there.
I don't really worry about the Eagles at all. I don't really know how to talk about this because I feel like whatever I do is just going to be a jinx. because really, they didn't look all that good to me. I mean, I know that they scored a couple points in this game, but they were playing a completely depleted team, and their secondary is gone. I mean, there's nobody in the back half of that defense right now that you feel confident can cover. Trying to think of random wide receiver, whoever you want to talk about. They're that bad right now. So Dak should have a big day on Sunday. And if he doesn't, I mean, we got some other issues to talk about with his offense. And, you know, all the talk this week on radio is, you know, is this a Super Bowl contending team? Well, let's pump the brakes there and just win our damn division first. How about that? How about we do that first? I think that the defense is good enough to carry the offense, but the offense still needs to score points. What they need to do more than anything is just be better in the red zone. If they don't score in the red zone, they're not going to go anywhere. If Dak Prescott continues to fumble the football in the red zone, they are not going to go anywhere. Doesn't matter if he completes 90% of his passes. That's how I feel. Like they shouldn't lose against Philadelphia, which probably means that they're going to lose against Philadelphia.
Cole, you got to provide me with some positive outtake after that one. So tell me how you're feeling. How you think the Cowboys match up against the Eagles this Sunday? After Dalton crushed everybody's hopes.
They match up well, by the way. Like, they should win. Like, I just, you know.
Yeah. I think that, I agree. I think the Cowboys do match up well with the Eagles, and we kind of saw a little bit of that in their previous matchup. But yeah, kind of what Dalton mentioned, I wasn't really impressed with the Eagles last night, but I guess you never know with the Eagles-Cowboys game. These games can go either way. Even when you think a team should win, the other team comes up and gives a great performance. So I am a little worried in that aspect. But just on paper, I'm not really scared of the Eagles. I don't think they have they struggled last night, really up until Colt McCoy exited the game with injury, and Mark Sanchez came back in. So I'm not really worried in that. And the way this defense plays, I mean, they dominated the best offense in football and made it look easy in the process. So I think that should give you some confidence that they can do that again. I do think that Josh Adams is a guy that can make their offense a little bit more dynamic and make it a little bit balanced. But all in all, I'm just not scared of the Eagles like I was earlier in the season. I think they can be a threat. I mean, they can win some games and make things interesting. I just think if the Cowboys do what they should and if they play the way that they're expected to, they should be able to win next week's game and really put a nail in the coffin in the division.
Yeah, I also agree with you guys. You know, I had a lot of people in my Twitter mentions last night telling me that they were terrified of the Eagles, and I was just like, I just don't see it. You know, you look up and down, you know, Philadelphia's schedule throughout the whole year, and they really don't have a convincing win, you know, is something that a lot of people like to say. You know, they beat the Falcons week one. People were kind of amping them up then. But the Falcons' season hasn't been good. You know, they're a struggling football team right now. They lost in week two to the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers aren't a very good football team. They're very inconsistent, I'll say that. They did beat the Colts in week three, but the Colts weren't a good football team in week three. They started getting going here the last few weeks before laying a stinker up against the Jaguars. The Titans beat the Eagles. The Vikings beat the Eagles. The Eagles pulled off a win against the Giants. They lost to the Panthers. They pulled off a win against the Jaguars. We know how the Jaguars season has gone. They lost to the Cowboys. They got blown out by the Saints. Won a close game to the Giants and then beat the Redskins. I just don't see a win in there. You know, they've played the good teams that you would say they have played this year were the Saints. They got blown out. The Panthers, they lost. The Vikings, they lost. You know, you might list the Titans in that category. They lost. So any team that they played that was really a decent above average football team, they either got blown out or lost. And that's kind of what I see with that football team is they're an offense that is based a lot around the screen game, the slant game, and getting the quarterback on the move, you know, rolling out the quarterback, getting the crossers and setting the picks and stuff like that. And if that stuff doesn't work for them, their offense kind of looks a lot like the Cowboys at times, where they just don't move the ball. They can't get the ball in the end zone. We saw it last night. They got down in the red zone, went for it on fourth down, and ran slam into a loaded box and turned the ball over on downs. The team kind of reminds the offense kind of reminds me a lot of the Cowboys at times, which sounds crazy to say coming off a Super Bowl victory, but they did lose two key assistants that went to other teams, and I think you're seeing that show right now because they're struggling on offense at times. Even throughout this year, you know, the games that they did win, it wasn't because their offense looked great. But like you guys said, you know, I think the Cowboys defense is a top three unit in the league right now. I think that you're really going to have to go up against the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, that style of offense before I get worried about the teams the Cowboys go up against because the defense is what's carrying this football team. And that gives us a good segue because when we come back from our first break that we're about to take, we're going to have a shorter version of the show tonight because Dalton's got a dinner date. So we can't hold him out from his dinner date. We got to make sure he's around for us for the next few years to get on this podcast. Can't get him in too much trouble, but we're going to come back we're going to come back and talk about, you know, it's been an important subject, a popular subject, I should say, on Twitter, on the radio recently about the 8 most important Cowboys. Some people have done 10, some people have done a random number, but we're going to stick with 8. So when we come back from our first break, we're going to give you our 8 most important Dallas Cowboy players. We're going to leave the coaches out. We're only going to mention players. We're going to come back here in a second. We're going to get in this fun topic, and we're going to talk some Cowboys football. We'll be right back after our first break. Back on the Talking the Star podcast. You know where to find us on Twitter, at Talking the Star, at Connor NFL Draft, at Cowboys underscore DBM, and at Cole L. Patterson. Make sure, as always, you're giving us good reviews on the podcast page. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Android. You can find it on Art19. You can find it on Twitter. Wherever you need to find it, there's a way to find it. So make sure you are checking for that. Giving us good reviews, giving us good comments, giving us good ratings, whatever you got to do to give this podcast a good review, make sure you do it so we can continue to bring it to you. Let's dive right in. We're going to go around the table. We're going to start at 8 and work our way down to 1. We're not going to try to spend too much time talking about each player because obviously if you're listening to this, you know a lot about the players. You know a lot about what they bring. But we're going to go around the table, start at 8, work our way down, and give a little tidbit about why we have that player there, the reasons we do. I'm going to start it with Cole. Cole, who is the 8th most important Cowboys?
Okay. Yeah. You can actually – we did something like this on Blogging the Boys that you guys can go check out. But in this, we're not going to include any coaches, so I kind of have to revise a little bit. So – I guess I'm gonna go. Can you come back to me?
Sorry. Yeah, that's fine. And we're
I had 2 coaches in my other list.
Yeah. No, I did too. And, so I'm gonna kind of go off the top of my head, looking at my list. Okay. I'm gonna start it. I'll start it off. I'll go me, Dalton, and come back to you, Cole.
Are you prepared? Cool. Are you prepared? Do you have it written down? Because I have it written down.
I don't have it written down. I'm a see it, throw it. I'm Dak Prescott of this podcast. I just kind of see it and I throw it. You know, I don't anticipate anything. I don't write anything down. I don't really prepare. I see it and then I throw it, and that's what we're gonna go.
Wait, are you saying Dak's not a hard worker?
Oh no, I'm the hardest worker. You know, I'm just out here. You know. Just blue
you're,
jean.
You're just a gamer.
There you go. There you go.
Get to your list. Jesus.
All right. First name on my list is going to have to be Joe Looney, center, backup center. You know, filling in for Travis Frederick. The offensive line has had its peaks and its valleys this year. But him and along with the guy to his right have been the 2 most consistent players on that offensive line. You know, at times the pocket has not been clean for Dak Prescott. At times it has been, but I think he's been one of the most consistent players on that offensive line, not allowing a lot of pressures, not allowing a lot of sacks. He's played extremely well, given the expectations on him coming in. So that reason is the reason I have him as the 8th most important Cowboy for this season so far. Dalton, who you got?
Number 8 would be... almost the entire reason why the Cowboys running game has gotten on a roll recently. At number 8, 85-5, Noah Brown. Dude has been absolutely fantastic in the role that he's been asked to play. I believe that his role, he keeps playing more and more snaps every single week. I believe that he will continue to get his role increased a little bit. And for the love of God, use him and play action a little bit, not just on the goal line where Dak can underthrow him by 2 yards, but but in between the 20s, lead him through like he's about to lead block, and then run him out to the flat against the linebacker and see what the hell happens. That's all I got to say. Light end number one.
Cole, who you got is the eighth most important Cowboy?
I'm going to go with Joe Looney as well. He's been a huge piece to this offensive line. I guess everybody panicked when Travis Frederick went down and was wondering what was going to happen, if anything could hold up. While the offensive line has had its struggles this season, Joe Looney has played very well, especially given his expectations. I think he's been a very important player, and I think he will continue to be one for the remainder of the season.
Awesome. Seventh most important Cowboy for me is going to be Tyrone Crawford. I think his role on this team is always a little bit underappreciated. He plays inside, he plays outside. He's kind of the, a lot of people think DeMarcus Lawrence, Sean Lee, but he's one of the vocal and physical leaders of this team. I think he's had a very underrated season, moving inside, outside, making a lot of plays at a lot of clutch times. So I think without him, you're looking at a team that's lacking that guy who can move around, play inside when the inside's banged up, play outside when the outside's banged up. He can do multiple different things, and he always does his job. He stays in his gaps. He's a consistently good player week in and week out, and those guys are very important. Dalton, seventh most important Cowboy.
This is probably going to get some backlash. Your seventh most important Cowboy is the quarterback, Dak Prescott. And my brain wants me to put him at one because he's the quarterback and he's obviously playing the most important position on the football team. But I looked at it not from the view as the most important like this year, but like through time. And so that's why I have him at seven. If I would have had the parameters set a little bit differently, in my opinion, I would have had him higher just because of the position he plays. But I did things a little bit differently. So he's my seventh, and you can all tweet me about it later.
Cole, who you got?
Yeah, I feel like I might get a little bit backlash in the other way. Actually, I have Zach Martin at seven, and I want to put him higher. I think you can make an argument for putting him much higher. I have him at seventh. I think he's obviously a really good player, a very important player. He's what's holding this offensive line together, and he's probably the best player at his position across the National Football League. So I have him at number seven, but like I said, you can put him much higher as well.
Awesome. Those are some good names. We're on to six. The sixth most important Cowboy is going to have to be Ezekiel Elliott for me. And I'm probably, like Dalton said, I'm sure people are going to be like, six, are you insane? I'm just under the – I love Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's one of the best players on this team. I just think the way this team's built, it's to run the football. Defenses know they're running the football. So I don't even think that he's not being put in the best position to showcase what he could do. Which kind of limits his, I guess, you know, his importance to this team, because a lot of it is line up straight, run the football. You know, he's been catching more passes. He makes a ton of plays. He's one of the biggest, best players on this team. I just think the way this play caller, way this offense is run, is it limits his ability to make bigger splashes throughout these games. Therefore, I do have him as my sixth most important Cowboy. Dalton, who you got?
My sixth most important player is Amari Cooper. And, you know, it's somebody who I wanted to put a lot higher just because of how good this team has been on third downs recently. But when I was going through, there's so much other high-end talent on this team at more important positions than wide receiver, and guys that are better at their position than he is at his. So He had to be at six. He's still an extremely important player, and he's made a huge difference in this offense. But this offense still only scored 13 points against the New Orleans Saints. I know that they threw for a big chunk of yards in the first half, but were not able to keep that up in the second half. Only had 13 points. He's made a difference, but because of the position he plays, he couldn't be higher for me.
Cole, who you got before we take our final break and come back and finish the list off?
At number six, I have Byron Jones. I think he's been one of the elite players at his position across the league. He's been his transition to corner under Chris Richard has been huge for this defense. It's made this defense, it's helped this defense take the next step, in my opinion. And he's a guy that can take away a lot of number one receivers and really help this defense peer its ears back and rush the passer. He's been huge this season, and with Zach Martin, I consider putting him higher as well.
Great. All right. Awesome, guys. We're going to take our final break, come back. This last 10 minutes, we'll wrap up the rest of our guys. We're going to start with five, be our fifth most important Cowboy. So we'll be right back after our final break to wrap up our eight most important Cowboys. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Talking the Star podcast. I'm your host, Connor Livesey. Follow me on Twitter, at ConnorNFLDraft. I'm here with my two great co-hosts, Cole Patterson. You find him on Twitter, at Cole L. Patterson. And Dalton Miller, you can find him on Twitter, at Cowboys_DBM. Make sure you're following the Blogging the Boys Twitter account, at Blogging the Boys, the Talking the Star Twitter account, at Talking the Star. Make sure you're following all of our work over at Blogging the Boys. SB Nation, Vox Media, shout out to you guys for always helping with questions, with getting this thing out, with producing it, with putting it out. You guys are awesome. Continue the great work. And like I said earlier, make sure you're letting those guys know you're enjoying it. You appreciate the time that, you know, those guys are doing. We're having a blast doing it. So make sure we're getting thumbs up so we can continue to do it. All right, let's wrap this up. We got a few more Cowboys to do in our eight most important Cowboys. I'm going to start it off with my fifth most important Cowboy. And that's going to have to be Leighton Vander Esch. Without Sean Lee, this team has been a disaster for years. And Leighton Vander Esch came in, not only held this team from being a disaster, but you could make the argument that he's been better than Sean Lee was in the beginning of the year and at times maybe throughout his career. I know that sounds crazy, but he's just playing so well in coverage. He's tackling well. He's playing good against the run. He's playing physical. Every question I had about him before he was drafted, he has shut me up. He's playing at an all-time high, and it's his first year at 22 years old. So I think his role, his play on this team has been so important for this defense through 13 weeks, and I think it's going to play a pivotal role in this defense's play throughout the final 4 weeks of the season.
So at number five, I have Tyron Smith. Other years, I would have put him higher, but they just won two games without him. Now, I know that Dak Prescott was sacked seven times in this previous game, and for once, most of them seem to be on the offensive line, either having miscommunications or just completely not holding up. But they were able to win two games. So, I mean, normally I would have him literally very up at the top at one. But because they won those two games, I don't have him up there. I still believe he is one of the best left tackles in the game when he is healthy. He hasn't really been totally healthy this entire year. Hopefully we can keep him on the field for this stretch run. We'll see what's happening with the stinger and see if he'll be able to play this week. Hopefully he will, and hopefully he will be effective.
Cole, who you got?
Yeah, I got Leighton Vander Esch for the same reasons that you said. A lot of us were all wrong about Leighton Vander Esch. There's a lot of disappointment. I remember being outside AT&T Stadium when the draft pick was announced, and there's a lot of disappointment. Man, he's proved everybody wrong. He's been huge for this defense. He's a guy, like you mentioned, that when Sean Lee went down in years past, this whole defense would collapse. He's played extremely well. He's always flying to the football. He's making big time plays and must win games. And he's always around the ball. And it's rare for him to miss an open field tackle, which is huge. And I just been very impressed with him. And I think to this point right now, he's a top five Cowboy as far as importance.
I totally agree. Before I give my fourth most important Cowboy, I gotta make a sub. I messed up. I totally recounted. I dropped the ball on this one. But instead of Tyrone Crawford, who I do think has been very important, I have to sub in Jalen Smith in his spot as a seventh most important Cowboy. Again, I'm not going to – same reasons I kind of said for Leighton Vander Esch. He's filled in. He has made some huge, huge stops, some game-saving stops this year that have won the team a game or two throughout the year. So I do want to make that substitute before I do give my fourth most important Cowboy. And that one is going to be Byron Jones. Byron has played phenomenal football this year, one of the best corners in the NFL. And that's one of the most important positions in the NFL nowadays is a shutdown corner that can just take away one side of the field, and he has completely done that. His play has elevated the play of Chidobe Awuzie, Anthony Brown, Jordan Lewis, Xavier Woods. He's made all those guys' jobs easier, and for that, he is the fourth most important Cowboy on this list.
So possible breaking news, pretty much widely regarded as LB1 in the upcoming draft, Mac Wilson might be staying in school. You can look at his Twitter for that. Number four is Byron Jones as well. I think he's been one of the top corners in the league this year. Maybe the best corner, probably the stickiest guy, even though he doesn't have the turnovers. He will find ball skills eventually. This is his first year at the position, which makes it even crazier. You are going to have to pay him an astronomical amount of money. He's the fourth most important player because anybody that can just shut down an entire side of the field like he does earns my respect.
Cole, who you got, brother?
Number four, I have Tank, DeMarcus Lawrence. He's kind of like the past two guys I just mentioned, Byron Jones and Leighton Vander Esch. He's been important for this defense. He's been a guy that's been virtually unblockable in many instances. He's a guy that can get to the quarterback at will. And he's playing at another all-pro type level. He's a guy that's among the elite of his position and has been huge. He's a guy that I expect to continue wrecking havoc as the season progresses.
Am I the only one that hates this exercise because you get down to the three names left and you're like, wait a second, I forgot somebody?
No,
absolutely not, because I put thought into my list.
See, you guys are better at this than I am. But
I did one on the show last night.
Well, there you go.
Unfair advantage.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. So we're probably going to go back and have to do nine just because I'm a loser. But
no, we're not.
My third most important Cowboy is Zach Martin. I think that the level of play that he's played next to Joe Looney, while having Lyle Collins, who hasn't had a great season, to his other side, and having a backup replacement in to his other side, the ability to keep up a consistent level of play has just been phenomenal. He's been playing at an elite level while being banged up. His toughness, his skill set, everything he brings to the table is just so important to this team, and that's why he is the third most important Cowboy.
Yeah, Zach Martin's my third most important, too, and I'm not going to bog you down with other stuff. He's fantastic at what he does. He's probably the best at what he does, and he has really been the glue on this offensive line, so for that reason, I'm in.
Cole?
Yeah. At number three, I have the quarterback. I have Dak Prescott. You can nitpick his game, say he's not. You can say that he needs to be better, and I agree with that. He needs to hold on to the football. He needs to make better plays. He needs to have more anticipation. But at the end of the day, he's a quarterback of this team. He's the guy that is helping this team go, and he's a guy that this team will have to rely on. He's played very well in clutch moments, and I believe he's in top three important Cowboys.
All right, my second most important Cowboy is the newest Cowboy on this team, Amari Cooper. Before he got here, this offense looked inept. You know, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, they couldn't get it done by themselves. Michael Gallup, Cole Beasley, they couldn't get it done by themselves. Nothing was working until Amari Cooper showed up. This team went from one of the worst third down teams to one of the best. They are scoring more points. I know that doesn't really reflect sometimes throughout the single games, but just their ability to move the football, to control the clock, to play football the way they want to play football. A lot of that credit goes to Amari Cooper and his ability to create separation, get open throughout his routes, catch the football, make plays after the catch. He's just been what you dream of when you trade a first-round pick for a player and possibly even more.
At number two, I have Tank Lawrence. He's one of the best defensive ends in the game. Maybe the best all-around defensive end. If not the best, he is in the top five for sure. I think what he does against the run is understated, and what he does on the field in particular, like just the way that he hustles to everything. Ball on the opposite side of the field, he is chasing it down. The dude plays at a level that brings everybody else along with him. The fact that he's become more vocal this year has been huge for this team. I didn't have him at one because I'm an idiot. But that's just how I felt when I made the list. So,
all right, Cole, let's get that number two in.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with your number two. I also have Amari Cooper. He's been huge for this team. You can't really understate how important he has been ever since the trade. This offense looks completely different on third down. Yes, I do like for them to convert more in the red zone and get into the end zone more often. But he's a guy that this offense needed. He's a wide receiver one that can draw attention from the defenses, make them think twice about committing everybody to the box and open things up in the passing game for Dak Prescott. He's a guy that's a great route runner. He can get open. He's just what this offense needed to reach the next level. We saw that in the Washington game on Thanksgiving Day. He took that game over. And even against the Saints, he didn't get in the end zone, but he was reliable and really made plays against Lattimore all night long. I think, it, like Connor mentioned, that's exactly what you want when you trade a first-round pick.
All right, I'm cheating and no one's going to say anything about it. I got a 1A and a 1B. 1B, DeMarcus Lawrence. He's actually probably, in my opinion, when you take into account the leadership, the attitude, the level of play on the field, the mentality off the field, he's probably the most important Cowboy on the field, off the field, leadership role when you put all that stuff in a pot and stir it up. I think you could probably place a lot of the Saints win on his back for his ability to stand up with a microphone in his face and say what he says. I feel like a lot of young guys, you got a young team, they rally around that and they bring that same energy, that same attitude. He's phenomenal against the run. He does so much damage against the pass. He just comes up big. You know, he had a strip sack against the Saints last week that was eventually called back for the Randy Gregory encroachment, but that pretty much would have ended the game. That would have been one of the clutchest plays of the year. It sucks it got called back because of the encroachment, but he's just phenomenal in everything he does on and off the field.
I mean, I can't believe that you just stooped that low.
I cheated. I'm a cheater.
It's awful.
I'm a cheater.
So, I mean, here we go. Like, I'm
going to cheat. You can cheat too. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to cheat, and then I'm going to walk away. Like, I'm literally going to mic drop and go make dinner after this. I'm not even going to listen to what Cole has to say. That was ridiculous, Connor. That was absolutely ridiculous. You're no better than Colin Cowherd right now. My 1B is Ezekiel Elliott, and I say that because we are a run-first team. No, that means that there's no LVE on this list. There's no Jalen Smith. Ooh. There's no Sean Lee, because linebackers don't matter, according to Twitter. So Ezekiel Elliott is my first. Running backs also don't matter, but they do on this football team. Without Ezekiel Elliott, this offense doesn't run. They are not able to turn around, hand the ball off, get 4 yards a carry, and wear teams down defensively. My 1A is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right, and Dalton is gone.
All right. I guess my number one is Ezekiel Elliott for kind of what he mentioned. We're a run-first team. He's a guy that can help out in many different areas, and we've seen how big it can be in the receiving game when given the opportunity, such as when Dallas defeated Detroit in a last-minute drive. So I would put Ezekiel Elliott at number one.
My 1A.
Too bad Dalton couldn't hear that.
I know. You know, he would have loved that, you know.
He missed out.
Do you want a 1A, too, or are you good with just one?
Go away, Kyle.
Oh, he's back. He's back from the...
He's back.
He just Undertakered us.
I did, and I heard the end of Cole's thing. I am gone now, though. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening, and we'll be back to talk the Philadelphia Eagles game in 2 days.
Have fun.
Now Dalton's really gone. The wife's gonna beat him. You know, but do you want a 1A, Cole, since everyone else cheated?
Sure. Why
did
not?
Did you leave somebody off that could be just as important as Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah. I mean,
Let's hear it. We're cheaters.
Okay. My 1A would be Travis Frederick. I think he would help solve a lot of the problems on this offensive line. I think we all know about his leadership and what he brings to the table. I think we haven't seen him play this season, so it's kind of hard but he's huge. He would be important. I think it would make this team even better, obviously, and I would consider putting him at one.
That's a good one, because you talk about how many times Dak Prescott's been sacked this year. Yes, mm-hmm. It hasn't all come from, you know, the protection. Frederick was so good at setting up protections, from sliding protections, and that could probably have saved 10 to 15 sacks this year. That's a good one that probably not a lot of people have thought about. My 1A is Dak Prescott, not because I think he's an elite quarterback that just goes out week in and week out, puts up huge numbers, just puts the team on his back. It's the position he plays. You can look at any team when they lose – a starting quarterback. No matter if that starting quarterback's Alex Smith, Colt McCoy. You saw it last night in the Redskins game. Colt McCoy goes down, the backup comes in. That team just went from, you know, being decent, you know, being able to at least move the ball a little bit, to not being able to do anything. And that's what would happen if Dak Prescott went down, whether you love him or hate him. Cooper Rush is your starting quarterback, would not win you a single game, and that's just the truth. I mean, I get people are frustrated that he misses throws, that he takes sacks, that he's been fumbling the football. I get it. I'm right there with you. But the other things he does, the ability to extend plays, the fact that he does not throw interceptions like we saw last night from Carson Wentz in the red zone. You know, he did have one in Tennessee, but that was like a rare, you know, that blew everybody's mind. The kid is a gamer. He shows up. He never just plays horribly. His mistakes are normally, you know, a miss here, a miss there. He never turns the game over. He never throws the game away. He makes more plays than he misses. He shows up week in and week out. He's a, you know, he's just the definition of a leader. The team rallies around him. He shows up
when it matters the most.
He's so important to that team, and I think people take it for granted. They don't want to give a lot of credit to him because he doesn't throw for 400 yards and 60 touchdowns in a year. So they say, they see his numbers and they go, that's not good enough. Where if you just turn on the tape, and there's things not to like on the tape as well, but there's so many things he does well. That's why he's the most important Cowboy. Without Dak Prescott, without a starting quarterback similar to Dak Prescott, this team is a 3-win team at best. We saw it for years when Romo went down. So that's why he's the most important. Not necessarily because he's the most talented or the best player on the team, but just the position he plays, the way he plays it, and the way he is a leader, the way he gets these guys to rally around him and continue to battle. It's very important.
I completely agree with everything you said. He shows up when our colleague Michael Strong wrote an article looking at Dak and crunch time, and he shows up when the game's on the line. You can criticize everything else he does. Yeah, he holds onto the ball too long. He takes bad fumbles. He doesn't anticipate, but he's a guy that's going to put you in position to win some games, and that's really all you can ask for. And especially when you have this kind of a defense, yeah, you might want Dak to make some plays here, and he's shown that he can make some big time plays. But all in all, he's a guy that, like you mentioned, he's a guy that the team rallies around. He's a good leader, and he's somebody that plays his best when the game's on the line.
Couldn't agree more. That's all the time we got for today. We're a little bit short on the shorter version of this podcast, but as you are obviously aware, Dalton's not with us, but me and Cole are going to be signing off now. Make sure you follow Cole on Twitter at Cole L. Patterson. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Connor NFL Draft. Still make sure you follow Dalton on Twitter at Cowboys_DBM. Shout out to Blogging the Boys, Fox Media, SB Nation. You guys are great. We're Talking the Star. We'll see you guys next time. Go Cowboys.
See ya.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seemed Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.